Today on Real Life Radio.
Christian, be wise and strong in the word these days. Do not be tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine that comes by the sleight or craftiness of men.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Friends, knowing and learning and having a biblical worldview matters. In fact, if God is going to send any form of an awakening among the lost, it's going to come from the believers who understand the responsibility that's before them. That's why on the campuses of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, there's going to be the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit, hosted by Tony Perkins and a lineup of great speakers.
There's a spiritual side of what is happening.
If you aren't located in Southern California, don't worry, you don't have to miss a moment. The Pray, Vote, Stand Summit will be streamed live on Real Life Network. Join us online for uncompromising biblical teaching, timely messages on today's political issues, and practical steps to strengthen your faith, family, and community.
What's really at stake here is the spiritual foundation of the country.
You can get all the information. Just go to reallifenetwork.com/PVS. Pray, Vote, Stand Summit, October 17th and 18th.
On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called 1 Samuel and a message titled The Will of God in Your Life, Part 3. Samuel of the Old Testament was the last judge of Israel and the first of its prophets. So as we continue in chapter 9 and begin chapter 10, we'll see how we're called to embrace God's specific plan for our lives. You see, this is where faith and trust come in. God's plan, like how he directed Israel's future king, doesn't usually make sense from a human perspective. But oftentimes it brings us to a point where we ask him for direction. In turn, God will always be exact regarding his specific will. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that even though Israel wrongly asked for a king, God was still at work to bring to pass his divine will. What does that mean for us today? Well, that we can still come to God no matter what we've done and seek his divine will for our own lives. Now, with his message called The Will of God in Your Life, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
When God is leading, we have to make that first step. Moses got the children to the edge of the Dead Sea, or the Red Sea, excuse me. And they stood there, and Moses looks, it's great. He gets right up to the crest and he looks, oh, that's a lot of water. And Moses in this, it's almost a PR moment, because he turns to the 2.5 million people. Ladies and gentlemen, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And he's talking, and the people are like, and chariots are coming. And you can hear the squeaking of the wheels and the clanging of metal, and Pharaoh and his people are coming. And God says, it's great. It's a Spielberg moment. God says, Moses, Moses, I didn't tell you to stand here. Go! Quick, hurry across. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Now, in my flesh, I understand that. There's no way to go but water ahead. We're going to drown. It's over. He turns to the people and says, stand still and see the salvation of God. Oh, God Almighty, what's going to happen? Oh, no, Lord. And God says, Moses, just close your mouth and get going. And I got a feeling, as soon as his foot hit that water, whoosh, I mean, you've seen the movie, haven't you? It opened up. And they all got swallowed up, those invading Egyptian forces. God is so very good to us. We continue on with this. Let's keep going. Verse 17, we see here that God is so involved. So when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, there he is, the man of whom I spoke to you, this one shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, please tell me, where is the seer or the prophet's house? And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer or the prophet. Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart. That's heavy. Think about what's going on. But as for your donkeys, they were lost 3 days ago. Do not be anxious about them, for they have been found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on you and all your father's house? Look how involved God is, how sweet this is. Even though God was rejected as king, God speaks to Samuel. Here's the deal. Come close to me. We're going to eat together. And by the way, did you know, young man, the whole nation's looking for you. You're out looking for donkeys? The nation's looking for you. They want a king. You're going to be the one to rule and reign over God's people. And so specific, God speaks to Samuel and tells him details. And he's going to even give more as we continue on with this. In verses 18 to 20, we see here that God is always providing what God wants to do. God will provide. Frankly, I don't think God provides for things that he's not interested in. We may provide for that thing. And it usually comes to nothing, or it's a monument to man. But when God's providing for something, you can rest and relax. It's going to be a good thing. Look in verses 18 to 20 here. Then, as we just read that, when he says, don't be anxious, the donkeys have been found. Verse 20, and on whom is all the desire of Israel? It is not on you, and is it not on your father's house? This here just speaks to us how God is providing. As he controls, God provides. Chuck Smith taught us so long ago, you hear it all the time, when God guides, God provides. Isn't that just a neat little thing? You got to mark that down. When God's guiding, God's providing. You don't have to stress out about it. It's going to work. He's in it. By the way, a little bit of a spiritual investment counseling from the Word of God. Find out what God is in. Find out what God is interested in. That is incumbent upon you and I as believers. What is God doing in the world? Make sure it's of the Lord, and then get behind it. You can get behind it financially. You can get behind it prayerfully. Or you can get behind it with your energy. Find out what it is. Invest in what God wants to do. Excuse me. Let's continue on. Chapter 10. We'll skip down to there. Try to cover the first five verses with the time remaining. Here in this portion, we see that God will be revealing his plan. Ordaining, performing, controlling, and revealing. God will be revealing his specific plan in our lives. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance? See the word commander again? When you have departed from me today, you will find two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin. We know that that's Bethlehem today, by the way. And Zilzah, and they will say to you, the donkeys which you went looking for have been found, and now your father has ceased caring about the donkeys and is worried about you, saying, what shall I do about my son? Then you shall go on forward there from there and come to the Timnath tree at Tabor. There, listen, you guys, three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you. One will carry three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a wine or a jug of skin or a jug of wine. And they will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall receive from their hands. After that, you shall come to the hill of God where the Philistine garrison is. That's the camp of the enemy. And it will happen when you have come there to the city that you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with stringed instruments, a tambourine, a flute, and a harp before them, and they will be prophesying. Now, we'll end with this portion of the study regarding the will of God in our lives, because from here on, from verse 6 down, we see God's fulfillment of this. But what an amazing thing. Listen how specific. Please be careful with this. How specific is God here, you guys? Extremely specific. He is revealing a very detailed order. Let that be a lesson to us. Don't be led astray. Don't go off some path. when somebody comes up to you, even though they may be a Christian brother or sister with a great game plan or a business deal, listen, you better pray. I don't care who they are. If a Christian wants to do business with this church, we enter into contracts. Because if you're a Christian, you should have no problem signing a contract. If you say, well, what's the matter, man? Don't you trust me? I trust God. If you have a problem signing the contract, God has already saved me a lot of hassle. If you can't sign it, then just go on your way and we'll find some secular company to do it right. It's true.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
And if somebody comes and says, you know, hey, Christian brother, come on, let's do this. And I prayed about it and God showed me. Isn't he showing you? Now, you might say, well, I'm going to pray about it too. Well, Lord, show me. Show me if this is from you. I wouldn't pray that prayer. I would pray that prayer more specifically. Now, listen, as soon as I said what I just said in the context of where I said it, some of your antenna might go up and say, wait a minute, it sounds like to me that Samuel's laying out here a fleece kind of a deal. It is, isn't it? Don't you think? He tells Saul, when you go, this is what you're going to see. So what does Saul go in the power of? He goes in the power of a man's word, right? Really? It's the word of a man. Yes, God told Samuel, but does Saul know that yet? He goes in the word of a man. But the details are so numerous and so perfect that they're beyond chance. Now, when somebody says, Lord, if you want me to get into this deal or buy that or move or whatever, you know, just encourage me in that direction. Well, you know what? You can get on the commute tomorrow morning and turn on the news and Countrywide will be having a mortgage loan sale. And you'll be thinking, oh, that must be from God. And the street you pull down, the house didn't have a for sale sign on it yesterday, but it's got a for sale sign on it now. Must be from the Lord. You will get into a heap of trouble living like that. Christian, if God is speaking to you, and you know me, if some of you have asked me this, oh, the Lord showed me this, showed me that, and I'm supposed to do it. And I'll ask you, what verses has God given you from his word? And when you go, oh boy. I don't want to hear any more. He will lead you and guide you by and through his word. He fulfills his word. Samuel, there's no record of this. Even as we'll study next week, Samuel didn't go, yeah, the three loaves, the guys, the goats, the wine. Okay, see ya, Saul. See ya. Oh man, I hope it happens right. Oh, what if only two guys show up with a half a loaf? None of that. Samuel speaks. God's in it, so he doesn't worry about it. And as we'll see next time, Saul will go and see it happen exactly as God said. He didn't have to twist it, didn't have to bend it, didn't have to massage it. Why is that important? God revealing his plan for your life. Christian, God has that specific plan for your life that he wants you to know, but you will never know it unless you pursue him with all of your heart. And then he will be found by you. And when you find him, as he's waiting for you with all of these things, when you meet him, he will begin to reveal one step at a time. And you know what? You'll be like a little bird, like that robin I told you about at our house, eating right out of your hand. All along the way, hand to mouth, as it were, you and God. And so God speaks to the prophet Samuel for Saul, very revealed specifics. Christian, be wise and strong in the word these days. Do not be tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine that comes by the sleight or craftiness of men. They look good. They sound good. Their shoes are worn out. Their bread's all moldy. Remember that when Joshua failed to consult? Oh, we've come to make peace with you, Joshua. We've heard great things about you. We're part of your brethren. Long distant family tree. No need to talk about that. We're just so happy to see you guys. Make a treaty with us that you will never attack us. And Joshua didn't consult with God because he looked at their worn out shoes and their moldy bread. And he said, well, these guys must be telling the truth. And Joshua blew it. And those people were a curse to Joshua and Israel from that point on. Be careful. Jesus said, be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. And so we'll do chapter 10 next week. And keep this in mind, if you would, that a couple of verses and we'll land. It'll take a second to give you these verses regarding the will of God for our lives. What is the will of God for our life? For my life, for your life? It's certainly to live an abundant life, Jesus tells us. It's to live a life separated from the things of this world that only hurts us. To be dedicated to God. To know him certainly more every day. But listen to what Peter says. Jot down the verses. You can read them later before you go to bed. It'd be great. 1 Peter 2:15, for this is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to silence the voice of ignorant and foolish men. That's the will of God. That the righteousness that you perform, it's just wise. And it puts to silence ignorant people. 1 Peter 2:15. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Well, that's a good one, isn't it? I think if I was a parachutist, I'd have that on my parachute. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. Why? Because Paul says, any man or woman who sins sexually sins against their own soul. It's the only sin, sexual sin is the only sin that attacks your own soul. Galatians 1:4. Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, this is God's will, that we might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of God. Trust in Jesus that he's delivered us from this present evil age. The will of God. Colossians 1, verses 9 through 14. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience, long-suffering, and joy, giving thanks to God the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Wow. That's God's will. Finally, this, John 6:40. To do God's will in your life is to do what pleases him. And what is that? John 6:40. This is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. Isn't that great? Let's pray. Father, we come before you, and Lord, how grand you are to be a God who loves us so much that your Bible would tell us, kept for millennia, that we on this night in the 21st century would be reading about the eternal God who loved us before we were ever placed in our mother's womb. That you, Father, are the one who, when we came into this world, stamped upon us an invisible manifesto, an invisible label, that we would be a people to grow up, to be, as Peter put it, kings and priests, living stones, a house, a people, a temple built together to the glory of God. Father, I pray that you would baptize us as a church into your desire. Lord, that we would fall in love with you and so yield to your will for our lives and to know your will in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you have not given your heart to Christ and if you do not know his will, you go back to that prayer room tonight and you do that thing. You go back there and say, I need to meet Jesus. And you watch what happens. Your life will be changed. Guarantee it.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called The Will of God in Your Life, Part 3. Thanks for joining us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Samuel, a series that highlights the prophet Samuel, who was called by God during one of Israel's darkest ages to bring the people back to a heart of true worship. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
It's probably often said, I would imagine in every generation, somebody like myself, a pastor, a preacher, will stand up and say, there's never been a time like this before. It's never been this dark. It's never been this difficult or challenging. Well, I think it's true for every generation. The main thing is for each generation to not lose heart. And so more than ever, you and I need to realize that it is time to take a bold stand. I know the feeling you might be thinking right now. I don't have the ability to do that. I don't think I'm bold. I don't think I can stand. Well, listen, in and of ourselves, friend, we cannot. God's calling upon our life is an impossible calling. It cannot be done with human effort. Listen, true biblical Christianity has been designed by God that way. It cannot happen unless God is the one doing the doing. So when God calls us to take a stand in a dark and evil culture like ours today, he has called us and he's brought us to this moment, to this time in history, because he's got a job for us to do. It's not impossible. It's not insurmountable. We don't have to fail. With him, we can be more than a conqueror. He takes you and I and he allows us and he equips us to do the impossible. Taking a bold stand right now means we know what we're standing on. We're standing on the Word of God, not the opinions of ourselves or friends. Not what's trending or what the latest thing is that's trending on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram. No, it's that forever truth that has always been. The Word of God is where we stand. That is our foundation. And because God cannot lie, because God cannot tell us something that is off or not true, whatever he speaks is truth. And so we will stand on the foundation he has given us. We will speak up. We will be without apology to speak truth to the culture that we live in because God is on his throne, his truth is eternal, and you and I are his servants in this day and age today. So let's pray right now for that power and for that conviction. Father God, we come before you and we know that you do not make mistakes, that our lives being lived out right now have been very, very timely situated by your perfect plan. The very hour of which the clock is ticking in our lives has been ordained by you. That should cause us to be bold. And the fact that your word is literally undefeated and will always be undefeated, that should cause us to take a stand with boldness. So, Lord, we pray now that you'd fill us afresh with the power of your Holy Spirit, and that we would go forth not in our own strength,
For your word tells us it's not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So, Lord, may we live today boldly, courageously, because you are our God. We pray in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
In a world growing darker by the day, will you stand firm or be swept away? Pastor Jack Hibbs' new book, Called to Take a Bold Stand, is a wake-up call for every believer. With biblical clarity and real-life conviction, Jack Hibbs shows you how to overcome fear, hold fast to truth, and make every moment count. That's Called to Take a Bold Stand by Pastor Jack Hibbs. Get your copy for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.